No, my dear, the policeman's life is not a happy one. Oh, excuse me. Lieutenant Halverson. Oh, yes, Miss Street. Mr. Mason wants to see me. Is there trouble? In the corridor. Well, yes, matter of fact, I had, yes. Of course. Right away. I'll be back in a minute, Thelma.
Okay.
Mason?
Yes, hello, Don.
The street just called. Told me you were here. Mm-hmm.
Are you alone?
I've got a date, but we can talk here.
All right. Listen, Paul Drake was on his way to Smithville. You knew that.
Yeah, to find the doctor who treated Suzanne Barclay. You say he was on the way.
Paul had an accident about 50 miles up the road.
Did he get hurt?
Yes.
Sam?
We don't know. He hasn't regained consciousness. He suffered a head injury.
Oh, great.
But he may regain consciousness at any time. He may start talking. And if he starts talking about the syndicate, or the possibility of Suzanne Barclay's being in Smithville, and if the local newspapers get wind of what he's working on...
Yeah, I get you, Mason.
And it'll be a couple of hours before I can get there. Now, if you contact the Ellington police...
That where he is?
Yes. He's in Ellington Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can you get the Ellington authorities to post a guard on his room and warn the doctors and nurses not to repeat anything that he might say?
Sure. They'll cooperate.
Good. Well, then that's that.
Are you going up there?
Yes. Al and I are leaving now.
Well, don't burn up the roads, Mason. And if Drake's okay, give him my best.
Yes, I will.
Be with you in a second, Thelma. I have to make a long-distance call.
Okay.
I want to speak to the police department in Ellington.
It's a good thing Perry Mason is making every effort to preserve secrecy. Because J.T. Dougherty, boss of the huge crime syndicate, is making every effort to break the secrecy. At the very moment, August Jansen, J.T.'s lieutenant, enters a modest apartment building.
Is it this her apartment, Mr. Jansen?
Yeah, you wait here, Albert.
What if her husband's at home, Mr. Jansen?
He isn't. Mr. Slack's a hard-working young man. He works at night. Wait out here for me, Albert.
Mr. Dougherty told me to stay with you.
Listen, Albert. Vicky will tell me what she knows, but I'll have to remind her of a couple of things first.
I don't understand, Mr. Jansen. You know I'm awful dumb.
Albert, Mrs. Slack is employed at the police communications office.
Uh-huh.
I've known Mrs. Slack for a long time. I used to know her before she was Mrs. Slack. I know a way to get her to talk, but she'll never talk in front of a third party.
Oh.
I won't run away, Albert. I couldn't if I wanted to because there's no back exit. Now wait out here in the hall.
Well, okay, Mr. Jansen.
Just a
minute. Yes, can...
Hello, Vicky.
August. August Jansen. Go away.
Vicky.
Go away. Oh, please go away. Gosh, you promised.
I want to talk to you, Vicky. Take the chain off the door.
No.
And I'll stand out here and yell at you. What would your neighbors think of that? Vicky? Now, be reasonable. Let me in so we can talk privately.
What do you want?
Just talk. That's all, Vicky. Shall I close the door?
Yes, close it.
My dear, you haven't changed a bit. You're as pretty as ever.
What do you want?
You've got a nice little home here. I'm very happy for you, Vicky.
Yes, please go away.
I've never met your husband, but I'm sure he's a fine young man.
He is.
And he's... fortunate. Does he realize how fortunate he is, Vicky?
What?
Or, did you tell him about you and me?
I couldn't. I wanted to forget. I never wanted to think of you or see you again. Oh, Gus, why did you come back? Why couldn't you let me alone?
Now, Vicky, you're crying. Well, very well, my dear. We'll stop talking about old times.
What do you want?
Information. Now, can you listen, my dear? The police have been searching for a young lady for months. young lady disappeared in October. Until recently, the police got nowhere. But in the last day or so, they got a new lead. I want to know what they've learned, what progress they've made. If you aren't familiar with the details, I want you to get them for me. Now, don't shake your head, Vicky. You'll do what I ask.
But I can't.
Vicky, I can't force you to get the information. If you won't, well, that's all there is to it. You won't. I'll tell you what I can do.
Oh, God, please.
You know what I have in my safety deposit box, Vicky? Can you guess? Remember that photograph of you and me, Vicky? Oh, I'm sure you remember.
Gus, I don't work there anymore.
What?
I haven't worked there for 2 months. Oh, Gus, I'd give you what you want if I could. I'll do anything to keep my husband from finding
Shut
out.
Up.
Oh, please, Gus, please don't.
Shut him. Up.
Well, promise you won't let
him.
Gus, never. Don't let me.
Shut up. You got a gun in
here. No.
Then show me the back way. Is there a fire escape or something?
There's a fire escape from the back stoop.
Is there an alley in back?
Yes. Oh, Gus, please promise me that you won't.
Maybe I want you to do exactly what I say. Go back in your living room, move around, talk, laugh. There's a guy waiting for me out in the hall. I don't want him to know I've gone, do you understand? Now quit tapping, get back in there. It's really dark, I don't see anybody. Albert's too dumb to think of me going out the back way. Probably wait in the hall till midnight. Give me a 3 or 4 hour start. See anybody. It's time I got a break.
Your car is back the other way, Mr. Jansen. You okay, Mr. Jansen?
What?
You look sick.
Sick, Albert. You surprised me, that's all. Just tell me something, will you?
Yes, sir, if I can.
What made you come out here in the alley?
Oh, well, I'm awful dumb, Mr. Jansen. But if nobody bothers me, I can figure some things out. Nobody bothered me out in the hall, so I got to thinking, Mr. Doherty's going to be awful disappointed if you don't get the information. You know what's going to happen to you, Mr. Jansen.
Yeah.
Well, I'm dumb, but I figured if Mr. Jansen does get the information, he won't object to going back to Mr. Doherty. But I figured if you didn't get the information, you'd try to sneak away. I don't blame you, Mr. Jansen. I wish I didn't have to take you back.
You could give me a break, Albert.
I'm sorry, Mr. Jansen. You care if I say something, Mr. Jansen?
You're a character, Albert. A real character.
Then I can say it.
What?
Well, you and Mr. Doherty are smart men. Real smart. I got a great respect for men with brains. I know I'm dumb and... Well, I notice something funny. I notice sometimes a real smart man kind of gets in his own way. For instance, you and Mr. Doherty want some information. You're going to a lot of trouble. You've been smart about it. But you haven't got what you want. So I was going to suggest, if you want something, wait, just ask for it.
What did you say, Albert?
Yeah. It's a dumb idea. I'm sorry I said.
Just ask for it.
Huh?
Just ask for it. Albert, you're a sweetheart.
You mean you're going to try
it? Try it and do it. Oh, baby, you're a lifesaver.
Well, what do you think is going on in Gus Jansen's clever brain? How do you think will Gus take advantage of Albert Dallow's simple suggestion? We'll learn tomorrow. So by all means, join us, won't you?